This is Phone Sex and Erotic Audio with Shayla Aspasia. Today, I'm going to split my podcast into two parts. As I mentioned, from time to time, I will interview other adult entertainers. And today, I am interviewing Kylie Gable, which Kylie and I, we have a history. We've known each other for 6 years. He's a really great guy. He writes feminization stories. He's on Amazon. He has audiobooks on Audible. And in addition to that, lately, for the last year almost, he has had a podcast, The Feminization Boudoir. I am one of the ladies that narrates his stories. And he puts those on I Want Clips, Clips for Sale, and I believe some of them are on Night Flirt. He is a Night Flirt as well. He is a great guy. Really great guy. When I got my start 6 years ago, I will say I had no idea what I was doing when it came to Night Flirt. And he was one of the first people to step up and help me get started. He helped me with my templates, talked me through some things, and he's just a really wonderful man. Before we get started, I would like to invite you to visit my website, ShaylaAspasia.com, and to play a message from a sponsor, Anchor FM. Today I have special guest Kylie Gable, since I am going to be playing Bedtime Stories for Sissies, and Kylie primarily does feminization and has the podcast The Feminization Boudoir. I thought this would be a wonderful time to have him on the show. Welcome, Kylie.
Hi, Shayla. It's great to be on your show for a change. It's usually the other way around. And I still say that I do primarily feminization, but in terms of like the books I've sold and the audios I do, I think I can say pretty much I do exclusively feminization. You go with what you know, okay?
Absolutely. No doubt. Everything is feminization, which is really wonderful. It's one of my favorite topics when it comes to phone sex. Tell me about any new books that you have out right now.
Okay. So the current story that I have out is, well, the newest one is kind of held up by Amazon. And that one, there's a glitch. But it's just a collection. The one that I have coming out next week is kind of cool. It's called Return of the Bully. And on my podcast last week, I interviewed a woman, Jen Davis, who does a lot. She probably does the second most on the podcast next to you. And she did the audio for Feminized by His High School Bully. And it went over really well for her listeners and went over really well for my listeners. And she was talking about how much she liked it. And I decided, I'm doing a sequel. So the first story took place at this guy's 10-year high school reunion, and the girl who bullied him throughout high school hasn't stopped. And now the story takes place 2 years later, and he works in an advertising firm, and he gets a new secretary, and the secretary is his old bully.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't go really well for him. Not at all.
So when it comes to your podcast, of course, I'm on there. I know quite a bit about it because I'm a star on it often. Tell me a little bit about your podcast. Well, tell the world a little bit about your podcast and about the other performers that are on it as well.
Okay. So this podcast, it's coming up on its year anniversary. I believe May 2nd is 1 year. And the podcast originally started because I had a lot of feminization audios that I had from before. Basically, I had them on Audible. And then I also had some new ones that were getting recorded. And I decided it would be kind of cool to have a podcast where I played clips from them. I don't play the whole audio. I'll play about half of it. I'll play a sexy scene or two. But I generally hold back the very sexiest scene that's in the audiobook. And then the other thing is, I've only started, and you were my first interview, I've started doing interviews now for maybe, the last month and a half or 2 months. And that's a whole nother thing. I mean, in the beginning, I didn't even talk. I just played the audio and that was the podcast. And now I started going to introducing it and then, saying goodbye at the end. And then now I have the interviews. So it's, you know, there's a lot in the podcast. It's a lot of fun to do. And it's on every Monday night, so it's probably, you know, premiering about the exact same time this one is.
It will be premiering at the same time. And, you know, it's not only, well, multiple reasons. Your audios are really long, so one thing about it, people have a lot to enjoy. They purchase it. It's something that it's a real story. I like your audios, but not only that, you get naughty. I mean, I just did Party Favor, and as you know, when I read those, I don't read them ahead of time. I will sit there and I'll be narrating these stories. That one I actually had to stop, and I'm like, oh, holy shit. That thing got naughty. I'm a phone sex actress. I mean, I'm not supposed to be shocked by things, and I'm sitting there reading this, and I'm like, can we really post this? I mean, Kylie, you were naughty in that book. You were. I blushed reading it.
You know, that one is, it's kind of based on a movie called Knock Knock, and before that it was a movie called Death Game. But it's, those are also, if you like femdom, no feminization in those movies, but I really highly recommend them. Keanu Reeves was in Knock Knock, and Death Game had Sandra Locke, so they had pretty good actors and actresses in it. And, you know, so that kind of was the basis of the story. You asked me a question just now, and I realized that I completely fanned on it, and that was, you asked about some of the other women on the podcast. I have just amazing women who have a lot of real-life experience with the femdom and the feminization. Mistress DJ, she's a West Coast dom. Jen Davis, who is like the spanking queen. She travels the country spanking sissies' butts and other people's butts. Allison Jerry, she goes by the real heel because I think she started with doing feet. And she is amazing at burlesque. I saw her balance on a wooden chair on her head and take off her stocking with her other foot. I can barely put my socks on in the morning, and it's like, how do you do that?
No.
Faith O'Shea, who's kind of recovering, she wound up getting the whole COVID thing. Fortunately, she's not worse for wear, but her voice is still recovering. I have a British writer, and Faith tends to do the British stories for me because she's also a natural British speaker. And then I have a new one, Amber Olivia, who is also a West Coast dom, who is, I think, 19. And in this sister and sissification story that I have you on, she's one of the four who voice it. And it's exciting working with someone who's totally new to it. Those are the main.
I look forward to hearing her because she's the one I haven't heard yet. That'll be great. I love DJ. She is such a sweet person.
Faith is.
I love her voice. I'm not really familiar with her, but when you told me about her plight with the COVID thing, that really scared me. I'm glad that she's starting to recover. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she definitely is. She's on the other side of it, fortunately.
Good. I am so glad to hear that. She's got an amazing voice. I love listening to her. I feel so bad when I listen to her because I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so amazing. It's like, I pale in comparison. I really do.
You guys are all great, and you're all unique, which is great. One of the coolest things about the latest audio I did is which is called Sisters and Sissification, except on I Want Clips where you can't say sisters. I kind of gave up with, you know, trying to find a word you could say. So it's just four feminization stories, but it's Sisters and Sissification on Amazon and on I Want Clips. I wanted to tell a story, 6,000 word story, because that's what works best with books, but I wanted to be able to do shorter audio clips with you.
Yes.
So it's the story of two women. It starts when they're in high school, and it tells the story of, you know, four different experiences they had feminizing guys. And I tried to get somebody, a different voice for each of the stories. So the first story is read by Amber Olivia, who is pretty young. She's not that far removed from high school herself. And I thought she could kind of relate to that. The second story is by DJ, who has got a really young sounding voice and does really good with these high school characters. And so the third story which takes place at a bar with a big spanking scene, was for Jen Davis, because she is the spanking queen. And then the fourth story I thought you could definitely relate to is about a woman who just has got a horrible man bringing her down. And that one, she and her friend get tremendous revenge on him.
Is that the one I did?
That's the one you did.
Okay, Salon Divorce, right?
Yes, Salon Divorce.
Oh, no, not that I could ever relate to. Ruined your credit and you want a divorce? Nah, me? I hear that only happens in Ohio. sorry, I couldn't help it. I need to be good. But it's going to be good to hear it. I mean, I've only heard mine, of course, so I think it's going to be a great project.
Tonight's show is going to have DJs on, and then, all four of them are out already. As I said, it's Sisters and Sissification on Clips for Sale, and it's Four Feminization Stories on I Want Clips. They have some of the most difficult word things. At one point, I said about the story you read when I was putting it up on I Want Clips, I said, the two women marshal their forces or combine their forces. And I Want Clips had problems because you can't say force.
Okay, yes, yes.
It's like, when it's not even in the context.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I run into that problem all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't set a story at the Sister Lakes because they'll have a problem with that, you know.
You know, when I do feminization, I mean, I get into the whole idea of, you know, having my sub go take a long bubble bath and shave, and then putting out the clothes, the corset, to shape the tits and the stockings and the panties and all that. And I make it this central experience, and I want them to suck cock for mistress. Yeah, now I've kind of gotten into that idea too. I haven't written anything like what you have because I've just never thought about it, but I have to admit, after reading some of your stories, I think about some of the men in my past, kind of like we were talking about with you writing that Salon Divorce and knowing this is the story for Shayla. I have to admit it, some of the men that I've had in my life that have not been necessarily so nice, I've kind of had the little fantasies of what would it be like to do this to them? I pictured a few of them in stockings and corsets and being told to get down on their knees and be a good boy. I have to admit that.
One of the things, though, that I said, now some of my stories, you know, the woman, like I said, this, the return of the bully, she's pretty much just a sociopath. However, with terms of the revenge stories, I've said this before, there's a very thin line. It's like, okay, if a woman, you know, murders your family, putting him in high heels is probably not the appropriate punishment. Sure. If a guy cuts you off in traffic because he doesn't see you, turning him into your sissy slave for the next 50 years doesn't really seem appropriate. There's this thin, thin sliver of, yeah, that's a punishment fitting the crime. So you've got very small margins to work on.
Oh my gosh. Yep, I don't think I'm going to be able to go the rest of my life without, you know, as I go back into this dating world, I don't think I'm going to be able to go the rest of my life. I'm sure there's going to be some other guy out there that is not going to do me right. Not that I'm perfect, but I have no doubt someday when that big breakup happens, I'm going to picture him in high heels and writing a story for it.
Well, remember,
I'll probably ask you to write a story for it.
I'm happy to do it. Remember, I originally got put in dresses and heels because I made a chauvinist comment or two. So doesn't always take a lot of provocation, I guess.
Well, brilliant women that are going to be doctors don't like to be told they would make a good nurse. No.
No, that didn't help. And I also think probably maybe saying men were physically superior to women was also probably not a good idea.
No, probably not.
Yeah, Shayla has actually read for audio, a story which is based on what happened to me in college. So she's fairly intimately related. She's fairly intimately related with about half the half of my freshman year right now. So, yeah.
Our experiences in college were quite different. Quite different.
Yeah, but somehow I think if you knew this was going on, you would have been a part of it.
Probably. That is true. I would have. I so would have. I would have gotten off that cock I was riding, and I absolutely would have helped those girls out. No doubt. Okay, well, it has been awesome having you on my podcast today. It is nice to interview you for once, put you in the spotlight.
Yes. It's very different.
It is, isn't it?
It's totally been a pleasure, but it's very different.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I hope to have you on here again soon, and you have a wonderful day.
That'd be great. I'm not expecting to be unavailable for the next month or two, so that would be great.
That is true. That is so true for all of us.
Yeah. Thanks.
I can't wait. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait for you to tell me, oh, no, sorry. Sorry, Shayla. I can't do it. I'm going to the movies, or I'm going on this long trip. Yeah. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, until next time, you have a great day, Kylie.
All right. Take care, Shayla.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As I mentioned, today I'll be splitting my podcast into two parts. Please look for the other section entitled Bedtime Stories for Sissies. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Kylie Gable. Please check out his podcast called The Feminization Boudoir. He will also be interviewing me today as well. He has some very hot stories, many of which I narrate. Also, I'd like to invite you to follow me on Twitter at Aspasia PSO. That's P like Papa, S like Sierra, and O like Oscar. I'll be back with another episode, Phone Sex and Erotic Audio, on Wednesday.